All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this past Friday night saw the newest inductees into the Basketball Hall of Fame enshrined, and they included the likes of Cheryl Swoopes, Tom Izzo, Shaquille O'Neal, and Yao Ming. And there is one guy that really had a special place in the Basketball Hall of Fame, and that is not to take anything away from the other inductees. And I'm going to talk about Allen Iverson. I mean, this guy, for 14 years, he was a cultural icon in the NBA. Of course, after 2 years at Georgetown, he was the first overall pick of the 1996 NBA draft, and he came out with guns blazing into the NBA. I mean, you talk about a guy as a rookie, he was listed at 6 feet tall, but I mean, he was probably 5'10 in some platform shoes, and this is a guy that as a rookie, he averaged 23.5 points per contest, along with 7.5 assists and over 2 steals to be named as the NBA's Rookie of the Year. And of course, Iverson put the basketball world on notice that year when he hit Michael Jordan with the crossover, not once but twice, and that he also connected on the jump shot after that. I mean, Iverson would go on to lead the NBA in scoring on 4 different occasions. He was a 2001 NBA MVP as he helped the Sixers reach the NBA Finals. You're talking about a guy that was a perennial All-NBA first team member, perennial All-NBA first team defense as well, as he averaged over 2 steals per game for his entire NBA career. Now, for his career, Iverson averaged nearly 27 points per contest. He had over 24,000 career points. And you look at a guy that filled up buckets during his time with the 76ers, the Denver Nuggets, the Detroit Pistons, and the Memphis Grizzlies. And I mean, he was all heart and he was all soul. I mean, it's a thing. Don't get me wrong. Iverson was a guy that he could frustrate head coaches that he played for. He also took a lot of shots to get to fill up the basket like he did, but nobody's ever going to underestimate or question his sheer determination. Now, I get back to the fact that he was a cultural icon, because before a guy like Iverson, guys typically walked into an NBA arena as players wearing suits and they were dressed to the nines. Iverson was not that type of guy. He kept it with his baggy jeans, his big chains, his boots and his sneakers, and of course his fitted hat. And I mean, people can say whatever they want. Yeah, Allen Iverson is in his early 40s, but the bottom line is he is who he is. And I know there are some guys that have attempted to change themselves even though they didn't like it. And Iverson, that's not him, and he stayed true to himself. Now, he might rub some people the wrong way with that, and he's going to get respect from other people as well. But the bottom line is he always kept it to simply who he was. And for that, you have to commend Iverson on. I mean, he really impacted the game of basketball. You talk about a guy that had the respect of just about everybody that he competed against. Like I said before, he was all heart, he was all soul, and he went out there and gave it 110%. He banged in the NBA with the likes of Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, you name it. Any great player from the 90s to the 2000s, AI was right there banging with him. I mean, he was a teammate of Carmelo Anthony's for a few years with the Denver Nuggets. He was also a teammate of Chris Webber's for a brief stint with the 76ers. But AI simply gave it all that he had. And I mean, the guy that was called Bubba Chuck, he loved Philadelphia. Philadelphia loved him. He said it before that he was born in Virginia, but Philadelphia is his home. And you could see how that city really embraced him as one of their own. And the same can be said about Iverson, and it was a marriage made in heaven. And you look at some of the greats that have laced them up for the Sixers. You have Dr. J, Moses Malone, Wilt Chamberlain, just to name a few. Allen Iverson is right there, and he's taken his final basketball spot and his rightful spot in the Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And hopefully you had the opportunity to get out there to MCU Park in Coney Island this summer and check out some of the excitement. And, of course, the Cyclones will be right back in effect next June. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 2 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.